You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Good morning and welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. I am your host, Fawn Strong James. I want to welcome you guys to what I want to call a fantastic, phenomenal Friday of praise and worship. There is definitely a shifting taking place, and I just believe the Lord is doing a new thing. Because this morning, I know I went higher. I went higher in my praise. I went deeper in my prayers. Matter of fact, I went way long this morning. I went way long this morning, and it felt so good just to be in His presence. Just to be where Jesus is amazing, y'all. Don't rush to pop up when the Holy Spirit wants to spend more time with you. Just sit there. Just sit there at His feet. Like, I was singing and praising and praying on my face. Like, it was amazing. It's a shifting taking place. The Lord is doing a new thing, y'all. He's doing a new thing. Let Him do His thing. Okay? Let Him do His thing. He's shifting us out of the old and into something new. And so He's interrupting our comfort zone. He said that the other day. And so let the Lord do His new thing. Don't rush Him. Just let Him do His new thing. And that's what happened with me this morning. And I'm telling you, I'm excited. I'm excited about where He is taking me, because I know He is taking me to new heights, new levels. But the thing is, I had to be consistent in the beginning level, on the milk level. You know what I'm saying? So as many of you know, this podcast and blog started from my conversation with God back in February of 2019. And I just, you know, this morning, I can just see how the Lord has shifted me higher, and that he's calling me to a higher place of praise, a higher place of prayer. And it won't look like it did before. And I have to accept that and just sit in His presence. Like, as He's doing this new thing, I have to let Him. I have to be surrendered. I have to be in a surrendered posture. I can't be in that place of, well, this is how He's always done it, and this is how He's always going to do it. No, 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 y'all. A shift is taking place. I don't know about you, but a shift is taking place at On Assignment by God. The Lord is doing a new thing, and I am super excited about it. I'm super excited. So the Holy Spirit reminded me this morning, as I was praying for a friend, that he has never lost a battle. You know, when you get to praying, the enemy is always going to try to come and put doubt in your mind and seize your mind with doubt and thoughts that are just totally not even the Lord, right? The enemy will come and try to just throw you off track, especially when you are going hard in prayer, right? The Holy Spirit wanted to remind me, and for me to remind you as well, because He told me to share this podcast with you, that He has never lost a battle. Never. He's never lost a battle, y'all. Like, never. He's never lost a battle. Like, even some of the people that we look up to, and, you know, people that have won a lot, there are some people who have lost just as much too. We don't focus on the losses, but Jesus has never lost a battle. He's never lost a battle, y'all. And that's exciting news. Woo! That's exciting. I am so thankful. I am so thankful that when I was going in this morning and praying for a friend, that the Holy Spirit reminded me, I ain't never lost a battle. We are victorious. You are victorious. What you are praying for is already done in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. We are victorious. We don't have to worry when the enemy comes in and tries to make you think like, oh, this might happen. This might happen. The Lord said, I ain't never lost a battle. And he don't plan to lose one today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am so thankful that he has never, ever failed. God is able to come through in every situation. The other thing he told me is to lay it all at his feet. Lay it all at his feet. You know, when you are in a prayer position, sometimes you're on your knees. Sometimes, like I was, you're on your face. You know, like for whatever reason, you get on your face. That's like a fully surrendered posture. Like you are not even on your knees. You are on your face just praying in your heavenly language. And he told me, he said, I need you to lay it all at my feet. Lay every burden, every sickness, every struggle, every child, every parent, every uncle, every auntie, every cousin, every grandparent, every coworker, every neighbor, every stranger, every leader, every church family member, every intercessor, every believer, and even every unbeliever. I need you to lay it at my feet. He said, you are the transporter. I am the transformer. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Ooh, y'all. He said, you are the transporter. I am the transformer. See, a lot of times we want to take the posture of being the transformer. We can't change nobody. We cannot change anybody. I know I've been there too myself where I try to change people. You know what I'm saying? I try to make you do what I want you to do. No, no, no. He said, you are the transporter. He said, I am the transporter. I want you to transport whatever it is that's going on, whatever your circumstances are, I want you to transport them to me. Drop them at my feet. Be the transport. I start thinking about the transport trucks. You know how they come and dump. You know how they just pull up, back up, and then let that little lever go. And then the dump trucks, they dump it. We can dump it. Ooh, God, I shed. Ah, yeah. Ooh, thank you, Lord. We can dump whatever it is that we are going through at his feet. We are the transportation method in prayer. Prayer is communication. And the Lord is saying, when you come to the prayer closet, I need you to be the transportation method as well. I need you to transport everything that is bothering you. Every thought that the devil is trying to put in your mind, every burden, every sickness, every struggle, every family member, every friend, everything, every job, every career, your relationships. I need you to drop it at my feet like a dump truck. I need you to dump it on me. The Lord is like, dump it on me. The Lord don't want you to be all like, oh, Lord, let me get this together. You know, let me make it look pretty. No, everybody knows when you a dump truck is dumping, it's never dumping things perfectly. It's just dumping it. It's just the thing goes up and it dumps it down and it lands wherever it lands. And he is saying, I want you to drop it down, dump it down at my feet. Dump down whatever it is that you trying to carry around. Ooh, Lord Jesus, you a dump truck and you trying to carry around that dump. You riding around and the Lord said, it's time to dump it at my feet. You are just transporting it to the dumping grounds. Hallelujah. And the dumping grounds is his feet. The dumping ground is his feet. He said, you trying to drive it around and think you can transform it because, oh, Lord, you think you can transform it. You can't. He said, I am the transformer. You are the transporter. Bring it to me. Bring it to me. Dump it down to me and I will transform it according to my will. So on this Friday morning, I'm dropping off this package and I'm going to keep it moving. Leave it at the feet of Jesus and know that he will heal all. He will heal you. He will heal me. He will heal our friends. He will heal our family members. He will heal our coworkers. He will heal our nation. Hallelujah. He will heal the world. He has healed the world because he has already overcome the world. Drop it at his feet. Drop it at his feet and keep moving in faith, knowing that we are victorious in Christ Jesus. Matthew 15:30 says, great crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others, many others. And they laid them at his feet, and he healed them all. Last time I checked, all means all. All means all. All means everything. He healed them all. Leave it at his feet, y'all. You are the transporter. You are to transport whatever it is that's going on in your life, in your family's life, in your friend's life, in your children's life, whoever. You are the transporter because you pray. So as you go, as you go into the prayer closet, be the transporter of everything that's going on. You holding it, but I need you to dump it. Dump it at the feet of Jesus. Dump it at the feet of Jesus, knowing that he can heal it all, that he has already overcome all of what you're dumping at his feet. Amen. Amen. Oh, y'all, I'm telling you, it's been a morning. You hear me? It has been a morning, and I'm, I just feel that thing this morning. I don't know about you, but I feel it this morning. I hope you feel it too. Listen to it again. I don't know what to tell you, but listen to it again so you can feel it. Lord, have mercy on us. Ooh, Lord. All right, y'all, let me wrap this up because I'm really pushing for time. I'm telling you, but the Lord, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. And I know that this podcast and this blog will go out on time because I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you write the blog, you record the podcast. So that's exactly what he's doing. We have to surrender and let him do what he does. All right. So your assignments for today, number one, it's always the same. Number one, y'all, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And number two, what do you need to transport to the feet of Jesus and drop it off in faith? Hallelujah. What do you need to transport to the feet of Jesus and drop off? All right, y'all. That's all I'm dropping off to y'all today. Do your assignments. Keep praying. Keep believing. Keep trusting God. Keep having faith. Keep having faith. Keep having faith. And keep dropping it, whatever it is, at the feet of Jesus. All right, y'all. Happy Friday. I'll talk to you tomorrow.